To what degree were you surprised by any of that experience in your analysis? Were there any moments while you were studying this during and post-pandemic when you said, well, I did not see that coming?
I think probably the biggest takeaway in the traffic congestion world is, you know, we've been studying traffic congestion for 30 or 40 years here at TTI nationally with our urban mobility report, and then for the last decade or so with the Texas 100 list. The one thing that really struck was nationally when we saw a 15 to 20% reduction in travel, we got a 50% reduction in traffic delay. So it was interesting that a small tweak in travel can have a larger effect on traffic delay depending on when and where that travel was occurring. So what I'm getting at is the traffic that came out of the travel patterns in COVID was commuter travel. It was that peak period travel, that morning and evening rush traffic that didn't occur anymore. So when we got the biggest bang for that traffic not being out there because it didn't compound things during that morning and evening peak period, that's where that 15 to 20% came from. So going forward into the coming years, every one of those 1 or 2 or 3% of traffic that's not in the peaks is having a 3, 4, 5, 6% reduction in delay because traffic is avoiding the peak periods when conditions are at their worst.